online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.
This is Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Hello and welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. This is a spontaneous podcast here in an Irish bar in Lisbon, Portugal. I'm your host, Kieran Arisosius, and I'm joined by three Euro fans live here in Lisbon, Portugal, as we have Whitney Houston in the background. And I'm trying to restrain myself from singing. Rob Arisosius is here with me, my husband. Hello.
Hello.
And how are you doing, Rob? What do you think of the first semi-final tonight?
Really enjoyable. I'm really gutted Switzerland didn't qualify, and I'm a bit annoyed that Ireland qualified, because I didn't think it should have done. Apart from that, great.
You're a brave man to say it in an Irish pub.
But no, it's good. My feet are killing me, but that's a sign of a good night.
Marvellous. Okay, well, I'll introduce you to the next ones. Our next guests here very shortly. But I just would like to let you know about the 10 countries that have qualified to the grand final of the Eurovision Song Contest 2018. This is Albania, Czech Republic, Lithuania, Israel, Estonia, Bulgaria, Austria, Finland, Ireland, and Cyprus. The non-qualifiers, shockingly, Azerbaijan, the first time that they've never qualified for a grand final. Iceland, again, this is the first time they haven't reached a grand final since 2014, excuse me. Belgium have missed the grand final for the first time since 2014. Belarus have once again missed out on the grand final. Last time they were in was in 2014. The former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, the last time they were in the grand final was 2012, and they've missed out again. Croatia have missed out again. They were in it last year, but the last time they missed out was in 2013. Greece have missed out again for the second time in their history. And the same goes for Armenia, who have missed out as well. So the Corsans, are they? What do they call it? The area between, I don't know. The Caucasus, that's it. Yes, the Caucasus, they have done very well tonight. But we'll find out about Georgia in two nights' time. And then obviously the final country that didn't qualify, shockingly, was Switzerland. So I'll introduce you to my next two guests. Dan Cobbett is here. Dan, how are you tonight?
I'm very well, Kieran, thank you very much. Very excited to be in the arena for that first semi-final. I think there was always going to be some surprises, because that semi-final is the one that is top-heavy with good songs. There was always going to be some surprises. The wrong type of surprises for me, I'm afraid. There's a few that I would swap and I'd put into the final and take out some that have gone through. But it was, from what we could tell, brilliant songs performed in the hall, at least. They all sounded amazing. So in the words of everyone that sort of sits on the fence, I wish they could have all gone through.
Oh, I know. So many good performances, such good vocals.
Yes, absolutely.
But sadly, there isn't as many positions that really deserved it.
Yeah, I mean, only 10 can get through. And, you know, thinking about before the contest, or before the semi-final, there's probably 14 or 15, maybe even, that I'd have been happy to have in the final. Even having said that, there's still some that I would take out that did get through. But I can see why they did get through. I'm thinking about Lithuania. I can see that it's a lovely song. It's obviously connected with a lot of people, which is why it's gone through to the final. It wouldn't go through to the final for me, but you know, good for Lithuania for getting through, because they a lot of dry patches have ended this year, which is nice. So a lot of countries getting through to the final that either haven't got through to the final for a while or have done for the first time. So I like that.
Yes. I think we're all in agreement here about that. Definitely. So next up is Alan Pobetz here. Now, Alan, give us your thoughts for tonight's first semi-final.
Well, I think you were right here when you said earlier that it was a bit of a bloodbath, wasn't it, really? Very unexpected results, and shocked that Switzerland didn't go through. That was a fabulous performance. I was delighted, though, that Estonia went through. I know that's a bit of a Marmite song. You know, you think opera has a place in Eurovision, but I thought it was tremendous and well-deserved. So, all in all, I thought it was a fantastic show. I can't wait for Thursday.
Oh, you can say that again. I think we're all looking forward to it. Excellent stuff. So let me know what you think about your reactions to the results of the first semi-final. I must admit, I'm really quite sad Iceland never qualified. I thought there was something special in that performance.
Yes.
And something special in the air for Iceland, but it didn't go through, which is a real shame. I think Ari Arason will have a glowing career in Iceland and maybe European Wild in the future. Other than that, I'm quite surprised Croatia didn't go through, only because I thought the live performance was fantastic. She sang it incredibly well, but on a studio version, pretty forgetful. And so Greece was my favourite for a long, long time, and that didn't go through. And the same for Switzerland. So sad about them. I mean, they're the real sad story of the whole contest so far. But let us know your thoughts. You can tweet us at ESC Showcase. Of course, you can like our Facebook page and send us a message or even comment on our post, of course, at the Eurovision Showcase. Or head over to, just search for the Eurovision Showcase on Facebook. And we'll speak to you Thursday night after the second semi-final of the Eurovision Song Contest, where we'll have Norway, Romania, Serbia, San Marino. Can't help but say it. Denmark, Russia, San Marino, Russia, Moldova, the Netherlands, Australia, Georgia, Poland, Malta, Hungary, Latvia, Sweden, Montenegro, Slovenia, and Ukraine. So, from Alan, Dan, Rob, and myself, it's a very good night from Lisbon.
Bye!
Our 10 finalists!
Close if I have your hand to hold.